Today, the church celebrates Tuesday of the first week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage today comes to us from Mark chapter 1, verses 21 to 28. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The witnesses in Capernaum wondered about Jesus. They were fascinated by the authority of his teaching and his power over evil spirits. But this really wasn't new. Prophets who came before him had struggled with evil spirits. Recall Moses' encounter with the magicians in Egypt and his command over the forces of evil and destruction. What was unique about Jesus is well expressed in today's reading from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews. He is the one who, during his earthly life, was made lower than the angels, but is now crowned with glory and honor, that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. He is the leader of our salvation, himself brought to perfection by his sacrificial agony during his passion. He brings us into a family relationship with God. For now, the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. We can take joy from this basic fact. Jesus considers us to be his own brothers and sisters. His life's work was to gather us together as God's family, and his intention was clear. "I will proclaim your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you." This reality calls us to live life actively and prayerfully, to interact with others in promoting God's kingdom, to realize that Jesus has shared each of our trials and temptations so that in him we arrive at our full character as children of God.